All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, good job, Yank. I'm going to send you the clip right now, Yang. If we can get this, I'll fire it off an email to you. Of Adam Gase. Did you hear Adam Gase, Cam? Adam Gase. This guy's unbelievable. Like, it never ends with this guy. Like, he's actually done a decent job, too. I mean, the Jets win six of their last eight. Yeah, they won six of their last eight football games. They go 6-2 down the stretch. It's actually pretty good. Very good. I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. Yeah. You know, they went 6-2 down the stretch. They could have quit. They didn't quit. That's a sign that, you know, if you really hate the coach, then you'll see teams will just sort of tap out. So, like, you know, Carolina. The Jet players didn't tap out. Yeah, Carolina were mad that Rivera got fired, and they were like, all right, whatever. You quit, then we quit. Yet, he's just so bad with people, Adam Gase. And we see this all the time. All right, Yang. Line it up. I know it'll take a couple of minutes here. Get it up when you can here. It's just he's so bad with people, and his comments all the time, they just alienate everybody. He's just a jerk. It's the best way of putting it. He's just a jerk all the time. He never smiles, Cam, like once. You know what I mean? Like, he's always, like, angry in the press conference. Like, even after they win. You know, hey, coach, even a harmless question. Hey, coach, interesting call on 3rd and 3. You decided to hand it off instead of throw it. Why did you do that? Because I can. Like, everything is like a dickhead answer, Cam. Like, not just like he's worse than Belichick even. Like, Belichick just mumbles and doesn't answer. Like, yeah. Gase, like, is like confrontational back to you all the time. Like, and he picked a fight with the media, like, pretty early. I don't know. He's just a strange dude. But Le'Veon Bell this year with the New York Jets, I mean, he didn't cause any problems. He played every week. The one week he didn't play, he went bowling, and people made this big deal about it. Whatever, guys. He wasn't playing. He was told, stay away from the team. You're sick. You know, you're not playing tomorrow. He went home, and he went bowling with his cousins. All right? Shoot him. Well, you know what I mean? That's the biggest. If that's the biggest beef, then you got problems. So Le'Veon Bell was good. It's funny because Adam Gase during the year even said a couple of times, almost surprisingly, like he said it with a tone of surprise in his voice. Oh, they're off and running, Cam. Northfield Park, race one.
Oh, really?
Right on cue, 6:07.
I'm going to bet some Northfield tonight, I guess.
These poor the horses, things are man. Like,
no, I should stick to animals instead of humans. Yeah, no, horses are great. Yeah, no, they run it.
These horses.
That cart at Northfield is unreal. Like, they're always racing there.
I think they secretly run the same horses twice a night. They don't tell anybody. Yeah, you know, they roll these. The same horses are running in race 15 later, Cam. Like, they're in the snow, thick snow tonight, buddy, at Northfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Poor horses. They should get extra hay, whatever, for dealing with these turkeys, but. Yeah, Northfield, six till midnight, Gabe. Longest track.
I can't even read these names. Mula Begonia. What's that second one? Glidin' what? Glidin' Blue Paradise? Blue? Drew?
Blue Paradise.
Through?
Blue?
Glide Through Paradise. I was gonna say you can't like have a glue like name.
No, you can't glide say glue with a horse. No, that's wrong. Come on.
Angel's ransom. Hey,
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, first down, Louisville.
Louisville's
right in this game right now.
They're winning. They 14-10. Deserve it. Like, honestly, Gabe, the turnovers, the mistakes, like they've been inside the red zone. Like, if they could just hold on to the ball, like, they are dominating Mississippi State. Like, they just got to finish a drive. I'm taking them live plus 3.5. Give it to me again.
I'm already on them.
Me too.
I'm already on them on the money line, so I'm not going to chase right now. I put a small little parlay in
touchdown
on the over. All right, there it goes.
Touchdown.
He's got him. Boom.
Bam. There we go.
Touchdown, Louisville.
Thank you.
All right. I got him at plus 210.
Nice.
I took him before the game started, plus 210 on the money line. Earlier in the day, I was here earlier actually today, and the room was on Western Kentucky. It was annoying, actually. Like everybody,
yeah,
they were all on Western Kentucky.
You could count
and,
on me to
now,
be on the Mac team.
And now, now the room, you can hear them. They're totally all on Louisville right now. So it's an interesting dynamic as we go through these games. Hey, we'll check back in. Let's check back in with that Cal Illinois game over on Fox right now. See if Lovie Smith can pull out a straight up W here tonight. So and we got more bowl games coming up. So we were talking earlier about Adam Gase, and so Adam Gase is like does the you know, the season closing press conference today. Should be positive. You know, hey, we're 6-2. We didn't have Sam Darnold for 6 weeks or whatever. From week 10 on, they were actually very good. Their offense came together. You know, not fully, you know, it's not, you know, they weren't great, but their offense, but they won football games. Is that a touchdown? I think Cal just scored. No, it's incomplete, but it's pass interference in the end zone. Son of a. Cal is about to get up 28-13 here on Illinois. I didn't see this coming. But so Adam Gase was asked today about Lev Bell. And, you know, what did you think of Le'Veon Bell? And, you know, what do you think about Le'Veon Bell coming into next year? Is he going to be on the team next year? And this is how Gase responded. All right, I guess no.
He gone.
I guess we're not getting the clip. So as Adam Gase said he's under contract for 3 more years, but he said it in like a real negative tone. Well, he's under contract for another 3 years. And then he said, he goes, you'll have to ask Joe about that tomorrow. Tomorrow, Joe Douglas, the GM president, faces the media. It's just a dickhead thing to say if you're Gase. It shows a lack of respect for Lev Bell. We, you know, we know Le'Veon Bell's not going to be back with his football team. We know Gase didn't want him. But the problem is, with Gase, he can obviously win football games. He hasn't had a ton of talent. He won 7 games last year with Miami. He won 7 games this year with the Jets with limited talent and with problems. But he has limited talent because he runs talent out of the building all the time as well. So he'll never win, Adam Gase. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you do it my way, you do it my way. He doesn't care about his players, so his players know this. They have no connection to him whatsoever. I don't think every player hates him. You know, I think some are indifferent and just, but they don't, you know, he has no connection to them. They don't rally for him. The Jets players just play for themselves type of stuff. You know, they play as a team. They're not playing for Adam Gase. But the problem is, Cam, if you're the Jets, how do you build up and get good if you know he doesn't want any star player there? If you look at his track record, you look at Miami. He had Jay Ajayi, who was damn good at the time. When Jay Ajayi was healthy, he was good. His exact quote, Adam Gase said, was when they got rid of Jay Ajayi, he goes, all he tries to do is score touchdowns every time he gets the ball. Yeah, and he said, oh, we need more than just a home run hitter. So he was clashing. Then he got into it big time with Jarvis Landry, who was the best player too. So, like, you took your best running back, traded him Philadelphia for nothing. Jay Ajayi scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl after. You know what I mean? Like, Jay Ajayi was good for the Eagles. They wouldn't have won the Super Bowl without him. And you give him to Philadelphia, and, you know, then you have Jarvis Landry, who's, you know, every year one of the top 5 wide receivers in the NFL as far as receptions are concerned. And somehow you upset him and alienate him and threaten to trade him to Cleveland, and then you trade him to Cleveland. Right? Oh, I'm going to trade you to Cleveland if you keep on whatever. And then they trade him to Cleveland for real. And now Lev Bell. When Lev Bell signed with the New York Jets, what happened? Everyone knew right away, it was reported, that Adam Gase told the owners of the New York Jets, because the Jets didn't have a freaking GM, Cam. So they had Adam Gase, but no GM. And Adam Gase told the owners, the owner's kid, who's the owner, whatever, Chris Johnson,
yeah,
he said, I don't want Lev Bell. We don't, like, it's not worth giving him $84 million. And Le'Veon Bell knew this. Like, it wasn't denied. It wasn't, it's not like it was a rumor. It's pretty much factual. That Gase said, he's not worth this money, and I don't really even want him anyways. And it was the Jets that basically, yeah, we're like, we're selling jerseys. The Jets had new jerseys this year, Cam, right? New look, new brand, new, you know, we have Lev Bell. So look at this. Look how excited they were last year that they were able to get Le'Veon Bell to sign. And within a year, they're running him out of town. Like, the coach doesn't want him. And you're going to see the coach is going to win this battle. Bell will not be a New York Jet next year. And it's just like I said, so what's the point if you're rebuilding, if you're the Jets? So you're only going to be able to win with, like, rookie players that, like, that Gase, like, won't alienate right away? Like, I don't get Gase's strategy. He'll never win. You need a few star players on a team, Cam. You know, if you don't have talent, you're not going to win. And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, it sounds like he's the guy who works in a company where the management is like, just keep costs down. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Even though they have a salary cap, it's kind of like, you got a problem with a guy who makes a lot of money. I got a problem with it. You said it. It's a running back. It was a running back problem before. It was a star wide receiver problem before. The thing about the New York Jets is, I'm with you. Look what they did compared to the Giants. The Giants were the ones with supposedly all this talent, right? And their defense was a train wreck, and they couldn't even get it done. The New York Jets won football games this year. They should be excited. And it's like this big brother versus little brother thing. You live in New York. I don't. The Jets are the team. They're still there. You play at the same facility. What's the difference? And you kind of say it like people watch the Giants but don't really care about the Jets. Well, the Jets are, they seem to be going in the right direction. The guy, I don't get it, Gabe, because I'll tell you one thing. I'd love to play in that division with Tom Brady getting older. Other than Buffalo getting better, there's a lot to look forward to if you were a Jet, too. The Patriots aren't going to be at this level for long.
No, I agree.
Touchdown Louisville. I think they got a defensive touchdown.
Yep.
or a kick return.
Yeah, there's definitely a turnover.
Yep. Anyway, he's in the end zone. Good stuff. Great. Good news.
Yeah.
Come on,
he is in the end zone.
Yep.
Boom. Come on, money line. Plus 210. Let's go.
Yep. Love the money line. Yep.
This penalty better be on
Mississippi State. I think it is.
So you'll see. Lev Bell will not. He's not going to be on the Jets next year. I don't think he's going to want to be at this point. They like how do you keep him now? This is another thing, though. If you're Gase,
yeah. You lose leverage.
Even if Gase, you know this. Why would you do this publicly? Like if you're Douglas, you're thinking you're a freaking idiot. Like now, he's not even going to want to come back. And everyone in the league saw this. And now when they deal with it, they're like, "Oh yeah, you're going to trade Bella."
Now
they're going to get lowballed. Yeah. You're going to be like, yeah, we know. Look, your coach is ripping him publicly. He ain't going to play for him, so what are you going to get? If I'm Tampa Bay, I jump all over this. Tampa needs Lev Bell.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? If you got to join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you're playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Much, Cam. All right, so we got some bowl mania going on right now. Louisville with a little explosion of points. And good for them, actually. It's a program that deserves something good to happen to them.
I agree.
They've had coaches. They've had, like, scandals. Coaches leave, scandals. Papa John, the stadium. I mean, like, the name of the stadium was Papa John.
That's
like,
right, Papa John.
Papa John's your big booster and stuff. They got, like, they have to deal with him. He's all drunk all the time in the room with them and stuff. Like, you know, they're like, oh, God, here's Papa John. You know what I mean? Like, they lose, you know, they lost Lamar Jackson. They got really bad. I could tell early this year, actually. You can't take too much from one game, but could tell in the first game of the year against Notre Dame that just how much team speed they had. I was like, once these kids sort of get a little experience, like next year Louisville will be really good. Like Louisville's going to be a damn good team next year. Like they got a bunch of fast dudes. They're all really young, and you see they already can hang with pretty much anybody. Like they're
fast. Yeah.
What's the best way of putting it? They're raw, right? So like they make a big play, but they'll screw up. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, but they're like a basketball team. They're grinders, though, you know, but they're fast. They'll hit some shots. They're an exciting team. You know what I mean? The quarterback is good. He runs. He makes big plays. They're just raw. They're very athletic. They just need some fine-tuning. I think another year of practice coming into next year, Louisville's going to be a really real team to keep your eye on next year.
It's funny. The quarterback plays a lot like Lamar Jackson. You know, he's like Lamar Jackson Jr. Yeah. Same play calls, same moves. He's very, very fast. That's I'm trying to see who's on the sideline there. Yeah, no, it's it was Eddie George. Eddie George is just kicking it, watching the game. That's interesting. He went to Ohio State. He's just chilling out. But no, he plays a lot like Lamar Jackson. And you're absolutely correct. Like I watch the end arounds and trick plays they have. Like their speed. Mississippi State's having problems with their speed. An SEC team, a lot of raw talent there. Guys who drop the ball very, very fast. I agree with you. In 1 or 2 years, this program's really going to pick it up. Got to give it to their coaching staff. To your point, Morenci, they've had tons of negative stuff happen at that school with so many programs, you know, Papa John's racism and all the other stuff, but they just keep on churning out great athletes. Another big
the basketball program, controversy. Yep. Controversy. You
always.
Know what I mean? They've never.
Always.
It's been a bumpy 5-7 years for them. Yep. So, yeah, like I said, it'd be nice to see them something happen. Now, the Big Ten has beaten the Pac-12 in 11 consecutive bowl games. Coming into this game with Cal right now. Cal and Illinois. And Illinois is down by 15, and Cal have the football. Illinois need to stop. They need to score. Like, this is going to get away from them. At 35-13, there's no coming back.
I agree.
I don't think they're coming back now and winning the game, but maybe that we can cover our teaser. That's what I'm hoping for now.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. It wasn't going to last forever.
I don't know why it's 28-13. Illinois played pretty well in this game, from what I've seen. I don't know how they're losing by 15.
Me too. They really came out of the game hot. They looked good. But Cal's just been able to score on them. Every time they get the ball, Illinois can't stop Cal. It's a big concern. But, to your earlier point, I think Illinois is one of those teams. I like what Lovie Smith has done, but the Pac-12 kind of gets kicked in the nuts, and California could really help themselves and win this game. I like Illinois, too. I bet Illinois. I bet Louisville. Same thing as you, and money line on both. But I will say this, California, they're just one of those teams. They're kind of like a bend-don't-break defense, Gabe, and with all the bowl history they've had, that horrible game versus
they just
TCU
got stuffed.
And stuff. Oh, good, good.
Got a chip on their shoulder.
They do. That's what I'm kind of saying. And Illinois was a very publicly, like, for they're a public dog,
well,
I think. A lot of people that I respect
were
problem. On Illinois today.
The problem with this game was the negative for Illinois. It was a pretty big negative. It's not fair. It's stupid that this game is being played in the home of the San Francisco 49ers.
Exactly.
Santa Clara, California. It's like 40 minutes from Cal's campus. It's essentially a freaking home game. You're taking a team from Chicago and making them play in San Francisco. It's ridiculous. Like, you know, the bowl's supposed to be on a neutral field. Neutral doesn't mean 40 minutes from your campus.
They've been doing it the whole bowl season. Louisiana Tech, Ruston is outside of Shreveport.
Yeah.
That's an hour.
You know what it is, so, Cam?
It's wrong.
They can't sell tickets to this stuff.
I know.
This is their new stuff. So basically, this is the new trend. Put the bowl, they don't care. Dude, you have home games now. Florida Atlantic play in the Boca Raton Bowl every year now. Hawaii Bowl.
I know.
These guys, like, it's the new thing. If New Mexico made it, can it be in a damn New Mexico Bowl? I'll tell you that much.
Bowl.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Because they can't, and I understand, how the hell are you going to sell tickets? Right? If you put this, let's say this game was in, let's say it was at Yankee Stadium right now, Cal in Illinois. How many tickets you would really be able to sell? So at least they know, all right, we'll put it near their campus. That's 15,000, 20,000 kids that'll come. You know? All right, come on, Lovey. You got to step up here.
But even the Orange Bowl, right? You put Florida in the Orange Bowl. That game's being played at Hard Rock in Miami. Gainesville's not necessarily next to Miami, but that's not fair to Virginia either. Like, I understand that's a game where
you know what?
Put them in a different spot, Gabe. You could have done it
game. But that game,
I see your point.
That game's a prestigious game that...
It is.
That is, it's always been in Miami. You know what I mean? Everyone knows the deal. That game's in Miami. It is what it is. And don't forget, Virginia's not far, right, from Florida. Like,
not too far. Yeah.
Nah, it's not that close, but, you know. I think Florida are going to roll them. I don't love it. It's not like, oh, hey, it's, I guarantee they're going to kill them. But I think the Perkins kid's going to Perkins Family Restaurants is going to be producing a lot of turnovers for dessert tonight.
Yeah, no, they got rid of the pecan pie. It's turnovers. Yeah, that could happen. Remember the Notre Dame game? We were both on Virginia. Perkins single-handedly cost him that cover with the three, I think two. Did he have two pick sixes?
Yep.
Turnovers? Yeah, it was a horrible fourth quarter.
What happened, Cam?
Mm-hmm.
When he stepped up and played elite defenses, the Notre Dame game, he turned it over. The Clemson game, it wasn't his fault, actually. He was all right in the Clemson game. He was actually pretty good. They just got ambushed. But they lost 62-17 to Clemson. I think Florida is nasty, Cam. I think Florida is going to be a top five team coming into the year next year. They're going to be ranked in the top five. They're that good. They have that much talent. Dan Mullen is a great coach. He was great with Mississippi State. Now he's got access to better tools and better recruits. And, you know, he was there with Urban Meyer when they were a powerhouse. He was the offensive coordinator. Like I said, Dan Mullen's a great coach. He's basically Urban Meyer without the scandal. He's not as bad of a guy as Urban Meyer. Like, the biggest scandal he's had, you know, there was accusations of a little envelope here or there, you know what I mean, at Mississippi State. But It wasn't like an envelope. He's not covering up a he's not covering up a bunch of rapists. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah,
he's
there might have been like not even an envelope, but it was like, you know, someone's mother got a job or something at some, you know what I mean? One of the recruiting type stuff.
I got no problem.
Exactly. The SEC, they all rat each other out, Cam, those schools, right?
I know.
Fans, it's like golf, Cam, in the SEC. It's like golf fans. Hey, I saw Reed move the ball an inch. He moved a blade of grass there, huh? Like fans.
That's a two-stroke.
No, but fans, Cam, know everything, right? So think like even your kid goes to some high school and your son tells you, oh, yeah, you know what? There's a kid that plays at my school. His father's driving a Corvette suddenly. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Everyone knows everything, right? So you can't hide anything. So it'll happen where, like, you know, they always call Paul Feinbaum show to rat them out. Hello, Paul. I just want to let you know that, yeah, Mississippi State's got, like, a crooked job program going on. I think somebody should look into this. You know, like, they always snitching each other out, these schools. Right. Illinois gets stopped. Come on, guys.
I know. We got to get
you're giving the Big Ten a bad name.
Yeah.
It's like Bon Jovi.
Pac-12's.
You give the Big Ten a bad name.
A bad name. Yeah, it's true. California.
Shot
too.
To the heart, and yeah. I'm to blame. You give Big Ten a bad name.
Yep, Illinois. Don't worry, it's not over yet. Down 15, maybe we get a backdoor job here. It's happened against me in every game. Once it happened for us.
We'll put it back on the Mississippi State game. That game's funner to watch. We're winning that one.
Louisville's just, they're driving again. That's what I'm watching right now. No, you're right. Hey, it's like the Auburn tree in Alabama. The guy pisses on the tree. Yeah, no, SEC country, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on down there. This stuff's bigger than life. Touchdown, Louisville.
Touchdownville. You know,
you can hear that.
You know that guy. He never paid. He refuses to pay now.
It's ridiculous. I know the guy owes money. Like
he went to jail though. So he did his time. He did his time, and now it's hilarious. He owes a lot of money. It's like I don't know. Let me see. I can tell you how much it is, but he basically sends them like. It's actually funny, Cam. Like, he sends them change. Like, he showed up and paid
like
and changed.
Yeah,
he's on a payment plan. Yeah, he said, no, like, really. Like, he offered to pay, like, $9 a month or something. They're like, dude, you owe $280,000. And he's like, well, I'll give you. And I guess he literally showed up, and, like, they were like, listen, like, we're going to arrest you for being a jackass, essentially. Like, he showed up to the county sheriff, like, here's your change, jackasses. You know what I mean?
He's a real prick.
Harvey Updike. Harvey Updike. That's his name.
What a name. Updike.
Yeah.
It's like
let me look him up, Harvey.
Harvey Updike's a
beast. You know, I saw a thing like last year about how he refuses to pay.
Yeah, it's true.
So here it is. Oh, yeah, no, this is crazy.
I know, he owes a lot of money.
No, here it is. He was just summoned to court.
Well, he should be.
You know, that's why I just searched his name. Yeah, here it is. Harvey Updike summoned to court for refusing to pay tumor poisoning. He won't pay.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Shout out to our boy Old Man in Boston. Raised a good point, Jim Caldwell. Yeah, Jim Caldwell's name's popped up in I've seen a couple of reports about Caldwell's name being in the mix. Good coach, Jim Caldwell.
I like him.
You know, he gets along well with players.
Yeah, he's already on.
He's in the NFL already still, but you know, he was a successful head coach when you look at his record: 11-5, 7-9, 9-7, and 9-7. In his 4 years, that's quite a few wins. So as far as Harvey Updike is concerned, it's pretty crazy. I didn't know this, so it's just funny that we bring him up. I bring him up, and This is just from like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, actually. He was summoned to go to court, and I didn't realize. I said I knew it was a lot of money. I thought it was like $300,000. I remember I was like, wow, they really hit him with a big fine here. It's $800,000.
Yeah. And
you know,
I'm going to say this.
They treat drunk drivers that kill people like less than this.
Exactly.
And he went to jail. They gave him 3 years in jail.
It's a tree.
3 years for killing a tree.
Yeah, no, that's too long. That's the one
he contaminated the area.
Oh, okay.
Not just the tree. I guess he poisoned, like, it got into the everything. Like, he caused a big sort of disaster.
Oh, that's not cool, Gabe. If it was just the tree, I'd say we can give him community service. But if you've ruined the area, like, around the water, yeah, that's a whole different story. Like, he's got to do hard
time. I told
time,
you, I did it. I did it to a landlord that I got into a feud with. Like, he wanted to fight me. But the thing is, the guy was like 70 or 60 years old, except he was a nut job. Like, he was a real jerk. Like, he really, really picked on this girl. So I knew. So I really got into it with the guy. And I knew, I was like, man, I can't, like, beat up an old man and stuff. But, like, he basically, like, swung at us. Like, he swung at me and my girlfriend at the time. Like, so I was like, it's gone too far, right? You know what I mean? I've got to get him. So him and his wife were really into flowers and stuff. And, they love their garden. I did the same thing. I went to Canadian Tire, bro. I bought, like, bleach, acid, you name it.
kill anything that's living.
Oh, yeah, I just stood there, like, all over. Man, I went a couple of days later. Like, the first day, I was like, I went back the next day, because I used to pass every day. Passed the next day, and then by day three, man, I saw them both on their lawn crying and stuff. I was like, excellent. Like, then basically like 6 months later, I was like, whoa, I really destroyed their grass, man. Like, it was all like brown.
Everywhere.
I put a number. I told the guy at the store, I said, yeah, I need some real pesticide. I got a lot of big insect problem and stuff. Like I told, it's like, what do you need? I was like, I gotta clean things up a little bit here. He's like, be very careful. I was like, chug, 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 chopping the stuff. So, hey, who hasn't poisoned a tree before? No, I'm kidding. I like trees. I just didn't like this old man. But, so how about this? $800,000.
A lot for a tree.
So out of he owes $800,000. Since 2013, he has paid less than $5,000 of the $800,000. Yeah. His payment plan is $500 a month for life.
I got to be honest with you.
$500 a month for life? He says it's too much.
Take Harvey's side. It is too much.
Yeah, he says it's too much that he can do $200
a
month.
No, I'm with Harvey Updike there. Like, he shouldn't have done what he did, but they're really, like, you can't say, it's almost $1 million for the guy doing something. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, listen,
like,
he was ordered to pay $700,967.31.98 in restitution to help the university replace the trees. So he killed more than one. I guess he killed a bunch of trees. And make up for the money they spent to remove them. You've got the money at Auburn.
Yeah,
this guy like hates Auburn to his core. Imagine now he owes them $800,000. I'd be worried. I'm not even kidding. You got to keep your eye on this guy in his later years here. Like, he might take some people out on the way out. Like,
you're
honestly,
right at Auburn.
Like, he's not sorry. I've read interviews with him and stuff. Like, he hates them with a passion. Like, he said, I'd do it all over again. Like, he has no regrets. So this is why they got him, though, Cam. The court says in the last 14 months, he's made two payments of $200 each.
Still better than $4. I thought he was actually paying them change. Like, I got to hand it to the guy. Like, he's an old guy with no money. Like,
yeah, I think he showed up with the 200 and change once.
Yeah. I think that really pissed him off, but. If the guy's giving more than a couple hundred dollars on a life payment plan, come on, Auburn. Like, I don't think he meant to ruin the whole community. It's weird.
This is great.
Like,
no, I think he did.
I've totally changed my opinion. I'm actually backing
the thing
Harvey
is, it's a special tree. It was like it's like an historical whatever preservation thing.
Like a beautiful old tree.
So it's funny. He first confessed to the tree poisoning, calling the Paul Feinbaum show. Like he confessed on the radio, like an idiot. His initial call, he referred to himself as Al from Dadeville. it's tradition for Auburn students and fans to roll tumor tree after big wins. Once the iconic trees were poisoned, the university had to replant the oaks. but then somebody set those trees on fire after Auburn beat LSU in 2016. A wire structure was then set up to allow the tradition to continue. So in other words, Cam, they had to build a fence around the tree, buddy.
did he light him on fire too? Was that him, or was he?
No, it wasn't him.
Hey, then what about that guy? What about that guy?
That's a good point. I think it was a mob of students.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. This guy, I got to be honest with you. I think Auburn's gone too far. A tree should not cost $1 million. It should cost enough. He gives them $200-$250 a month. I think is a fair. If on my court, if I'm the judge, that's what he's paying. You can't make the guy pay $500-$600 a month. How the hell is
he
going to live?
He claims,
sorry,
like old man says, he claims that Auburn fans celebrated at that tree when Bear Bryant died. Like this guy's a nut job. Like he's obsessed with like hating Auburn in his life. Like I said, he's going to run a bunch of people over or something before it's done. He's going to run over a bunch of Auburn fans or something, this guy. Like, he is a nut job. Like, you got to keep your eye on this guy. the authorities better be keeping their eye on him.
Well, what do you think about his structure? Do you think I will get into the game? What do you think? It's a little bit high.
Well, as somebody that avoids answering his phone, I can sympathize with him. right?
Yes.
And like you said, where the hell is he going to get $500 a month from every month? Like, the guy's an old man in Alabama.
Make any money. Exactly.
Yeah, he has no money. Like, you know? But he should have thought of that before he poisoned the university campus.
Another excellent point. So, yeah, I could see both sides.
My deal is, how do you go to jail and get fined? It's got to be one or the other. Like, in a fair world, it's like, listen. You got off, so we're fining you, you know, a couple of hundred, yeah, we're fining you.
Or you could do...
Since you don't have any money, you're going to jail, all right? If you don't want to pay the fine, like, that's what they used to do in Quebec, but they had to stop doing it because everyone took jail, right? If you owed a lot of money for parking tickets, it would basically be like, go to jail, except the thing is, the jail was overflowed, Cam, so people knew... that whatever, I owe $5,000 for parking tickets, I'll literally be inside for 16 hours or something.
Exactly.
Like, people were calling the bluff. They were like, all right, detain me. And in court, they'd be like, they'd put their hands out. But everyone did it, and the city was never getting their money, and then it was overflowed, so now you can't take that option.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Very interesting.
Then in the old days, like, they threaten you with jail. Now it's like, no, you're not going to jail. We're going to seize everything you own. you know what I mean?
The government's like,
we don't even want to put you in jail. We want your money. And we know you'd rather go to jail than pay. Look, you're on the radio and TV. You're a professional, Cam. You can't do that now. But I would imagine that if you were in a position where you owed, let's say hypothetically, you had a backlog of tickets or fines or whatever, and they told you, Mr. Stewart, you either pay $12,000, like right now, or you go to jail, and they'll tell you go to jail for 2 weeks. Except you know deep inside that 2 weeks is really 3 days. You know, they might,
correct.
You know what I mean? I'm not doing 2 weeks.
I'll do jail.
They want me out of here. You would do the jail, right? Exactly.
Oh, for sure.
Because they're not putting you in there with Jeffrey Epstein. You're in there with a bunch of other dudes who didn't pay their tickets.
Yeah. And we'll talk. You know, honestly, with this bowl season, I'd do a weekend in jail if I didn't have to pay a cent. Like, you know, if you gave me the option of a weekend in jail or the money that I owe or whatever, I'd take the jail. I could do 48 hours of jail, no problem.
Now, wouldn't you figure that, like, Alabama fans should pay for Harvey Updike?
That's another thing. Why aren't they helping this guy out?
Like, right? I know it's not right what he did, but come on. All those Bama fans, I'll put in a buck. Payoff is fine.
Yeah.
Let Harvey not worry about these guys taking him to court every couple of months.
I think you bring up a good point, though. This guy's so, like, he doesn't really care. He has no remorse, no regret. He's going to basically say, okay, well, okay, Alabama. Before he goes out and dies, he's going to do something severe. I'm with you. I think that's a bet that I'd be very worried if I was Auburn right now. The guy's got a screw
touchdown,
loose.
Touchdown, Cal.
Let's put that game into bed. That game's done. The overs.
They're smoking them.
What is it now? Yeah, was it 35 now or 28 or what? Yeah, it's 35, right?
They're 30. They're at 31, so they're going to be at 38 if we get this. So I need another 17 points. Which is possible? Nah,
it's in the fourth quarter.
Louisville. Illinois. Illinois is just not scoring. They stopped scoring.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If we can hit the Louisville money line, it keeps us going into tonight, right? This account cam has been on his last legs, bro. Like, wow, a lot. All right, somebody asked us about the NBA tonight. I can't lie, guys. I've been in college football mode. It's bowl season. Will asked me about a college game. I'm like, who, what? He asked me about some team I never heard of, Villanova. Oh,
yeah,
Villanova
is playing that game. Betting,
I'm betting Villanova games off now? You want me to start betting on Division IV, too? Villa what?
Yeah, it started tipping off already. That's a 6:30 start. Villanova's beating Xavier 19-8 right now. That game's tipped off.
All kidding aside, we'll get into the college basketball next week. It's bowl season now. What are you doing with the board? You like anything in the NBA? Look, Miami and Washington are playing. Total's 224. Washington Wizard games to the over is just sort of a blind automatic bet.
Why are Cal jerks?
They just went for two.
The books have figured out this stuff. I wouldn't blindly just bet on these overs. These games are tough tonight. I have no idea. I want to take Brooklyn against Minnesota. It's too many points. I don't trust Minnesota. Orlando, are they going to beat Atlanta by 11? Maybe.
Oh, sorry, Cam. Before I said 38. I mean, it's 48, actually. So, yeah, we just need another touchdown in this game. Yeah, and they just went for two. It's 34-13 now. I think they had the scoreboard wrong. They got confused.
No, I see 35.
34-13.
I got 35.
What the hell's going on here?
I'm not watching that game. They didn't go for two. They kicked an extra point.
All right, so there's the extra
point
now.
Right now. Yeah, exactly. NBA.
All right, I got what? Over 53.5. Yeah, I just need one more touchdown.
Another touchdown. That's all you need. Yeah. And these games are hard in the NBA tonight.
All right, we'll give you our picks on the other side. I'll take a look at the college basketball board here. And don't forget, we're on In-Game Live. And we'll have some picks tonight. Are you on tonight, Cam?
Yes, I am, buddy. Me, you, and American Money. Wetzel.
Oh, boy. American Money.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
And that when getting this many points and double digits, and you know, you wonder about Florida's offense as well. Is Florida's offense conducive? But I tell you, the Florida's offense is actually better with this Trask kid at quarterback. He's pretty good. They can throw the ball, 23 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. I watched Florida play the last game of the year against Florida State. I'll throw it out there actually now, Cam, because I'll bring it up tonight. But I was joking earlier in the day, the Sun Bowl. Once again, you know, you and I are on, so we can't do it. But, you know, in my earlier days, that's when I'd get the New Year's Eve party started, the Sun Bowl. Like, to me, that was like the official time to start drinking.
Like, I agree.
I was like, all right, the Sun Bowl, 2 o'clock.
Nice in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay. The Sun Bowl, football's on. Can't start before the Sun Bowl. I used to sit down, Sun Bowl would start and I'd start. But FSU is going to upset Arizona State. FSU's due for a win. And like I said, I watched them play against Florida, the Gators, in that last game of the year. And the Florida Gators are an elite team. FSU are right there with them, bro. It was just a turnover here, turnover there. I think, you know, Arizona State's star wide receiver is skipping the game, and so is their leading running back. Like, they're top two, and they're all Pac-12, these guys. They're good. So, like, they're both over 1,000 yards, not playing in this game. Florida State wins tomorrow. That's my pick for tomorrow, Florida State. But give me the Florida Gators tonight. Gators win tonight, I don't know, 41-17 or something, 44-17, 35-13. I think the Florida Gators roll up tonight, Cam.
I'll take the 16 points, very small play, but I'm with you. I think we can get to the over of this game at 55.
16.
I'm seeing 16.
I want to lay 14. Oh, I see 15 and a half.
Yeah, still cold.
Uh-oh.